having a night, bitches.
You're about to.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast. Oh,
with your hosts, you.
Salsa,
James,
fucking asshole, and Jenna.
I already said my name.
Yes. And we're drinking.
We are drinking soju. This is our third.
Oh, no,
week.
that was just a statement.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We are drinking.
And we're drinking.
And
correct.
We are. Yep.
So, this one is Damso Lychee Soju, lychee flavored.
I like lychee.
Again, 12%. Yep, same.
Oh, and you and I both drove tonight.
Same deal,
so,
yeah.
Salsa.
Yes. Chug-a-lug. Excellent.
Mm. Alley-oop.
Ooh, the aroma is pleasant.
Oh, it is.
It is very lovely. I'm just going to huff it. I'll probably get drunk anyway.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, that's delicious.
Mm. That is pleasant going down my throat.
Oh, oh, that's delightful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I have definitely had worse.
I'll set this in the middle.
Yes.
Yep. Thank
I'll
you.
Debate mm-hmm. my tolerance.
Yeah.
I have to make responsible adult decisions.
I might,
whoa, buddy.
I might do up a second one of these just to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go at a slightly slower pace, but I'm probably going to make more.
That's yummy.
Yeah.
That's yummy.
This is my favorite one so far. I've now had, like, personally, I've had like 6 or 7 flavors,
yeah.
But this is. By far my favorite.
Nice.
Whew.
Excellent.
I have enjoyed all of them.
Yeah.
I yep. Good on them
yeah.
for doing good things.
Yeah.
Way to be good. Good job, Soju.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Salsa, what have you been up to?
Are we going to dive straight into this?
Fuck yeah, we are.
Right, here we go.
Because like there was a part of me that was like, I kind of just want to watch Salsa like bounce up and down for a
yeah.
while.
I wasn't sure if we wanted to cover both of you first. That way we could, you know,
then,
get
like,
to this. But
who's going to make sure that Facebook gets looked at?
All right.
Right.
Who's going to check the wild scores?
Oh
shit. That's what, I'm going to do that
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, you better do that. Somebody,
okay.
We got to be on this. Well,
there's no game tonight, right?
No, I know.
Oh.
So, okay.
Oh. That'll make it easier.
Dear listeners. It is time. It is time for the Apropos of Nothing Lab to move on.
No.
Bum, bum, bum.
And we will be opening a new Apropos of Nothing Lab.
Yay!
In a new location.
Ooh.
Because Salsa bought a house.
Oh, yeah!
That's right, motherfuckers.
What? It still doesn't even work.
It really,
no.
it was like, even though it's applause, it's just really kind of like, it sounds sad
like,
now.
Meh.
Plus, I think what we needed was the 1980s movie, like.
Yeah.
Oh, the
slow
clap?
Clap, yeah. No, this is.
Oh, I'm too delayed on
something.
There we go. Yeah.
No, it's something that I've kind of kept close to the chest with most people. A few people have
it's
known.
Been driving me insane.
But I didn't want to get, you know, too excited and up about it in case, you know, things fell apart, because things can fall apart. But we signed the paperwork on Friday.
Woo!
We are closed. The house belongs to us. And that means the Apropos of Nothing Lab is going to be moving to the new location.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fantastic new lab. It has a residential area above it and a kitchen. You know, because
hey.
I bought it for the lab.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I assume.
Yeah.
But no, it's we're going down
there
to Bloomington.
There was a sign on the door that said no DDs. It was very weird.
No DDs?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, Dexter's Lab.
Oh. Yeah, that one's a hard pull without context.
Somewhere, Stefan.
I mean, hopefully Stefan got it.
Anyway.
Sometimes I feel like James' podcast's just for Stefan.
I mean.
Well, I'm not opposed.
Just for Stefan.
To Stefan being included.
Also for Mud.
Because I delight Stefan.
And Troy Detroit.
Also Mud.
Basically, all of our listenership.
Oh, yes.
All three of them.
Yep.
Anyway.
God damn it.
No, it's a new fantastic house. It's in Bloomington. We own it. We're not renting like we do now. It's ours. We get to do with it whatever we fucking want to. So we will, over the next month or so, be slowly migrating all of our stuff over to the new place. And then mid-December, we are going to officially make the switch to the new locale.
Christmas and New Year's in the new place?
Yep, that's the plan.
Whoa, all right.
Yep.
That's exciting.
The plan is to be completely moved out by the end of December.
Oh, my God.
So,
hey, yeah. I got you a Christmas present. So sort some toys.
Yeah. Everybody, for Christmas, get us your labor in bringing boxes over to the new place. That's what we need.
Salsa, do you want movers?
We're going to get movers.
Okay.
But
I could absolutely use a mini fridge for the new.
I'll see what I can arrange.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I'm already looking around, and I'm like, no, you're hiring movers for the big stuff.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And you are carting your own stuff because...
Oh, yeah.
The big stuff you don't want to deal with, but you don't want to pay for all of the little stuff because that's thousands.
It's expensive. Yeah, just the big stuff is going to be a few grand.
Yeah.
I once had people show up to...
That's a down payment on a house.
A house that I was renting to just to get rid of, to donate and throw away the stuff that I couldn't bring with me, and that was $1,500.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we've also got the big tower for the kids in the backyard.
The play tower.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, a couch and, you know, various other furniture, and so it's just it's just a lot. My lathe has to move over. I mean, that's 5 feet of cast iron. Like, it's not light.
No, you can carry that by yourself.
So yeah, it's gonna be...
You can't, but I want to see.
She says to the recently uninjured Salsa.
Yes.
Less injured.
My back was broken. I got my back adjusted 2 hours ago. So... Yeah. But yeah, no, it's a great place. It's a beautiful little house. It's on a curve. So it's will have very little traffic. We are a block from a park. We are about
Like to live.
We are about a 2 minute drive from a skating rink.
Oh,
nice.
I know, right. It's got 4 bedrooms upstairs. It's with an ensuite bathroom.
Fuck yeah!
I know, right? Very fancy. but it has, you know,
fart cupboard.
It has the usual rooms on the main floor: the living room, dining room, kitchen, breakfast area, and den with a fireplace.
The library, you mean?
Library. Well, library slash den. We've Radley has taken to calling it den, so I think it's going to be the den.
Calling it the library.
Okay, we will answer to that. Then downstairs will be the family room, and my office, and my workshop, and laundry room and stuff like that. So,
and the AON labs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my office and the AON labs will be one and the same.
Ooh, so we're going with an open office concept.
Yes.
Okay.
Ew.
Yes, we are.
it's fine if it's just...
Ew.
Hey, don't kink shame. If we want to be open, we can be open.
Yes, that's clearly my problem with that, that assembly of words.
Yeah.
Correct. Clearly. Yeah.
Just going to wait for this to...
unwind. Yeah. Well, here's that.
Yeah. So...
Cilantro.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
good. Okay. Good. No, my workshop, though, is going to be big. I'm super happy about that. It has an attached garage with a bit more room for my lathe and that sort of things.
So wait, the attached garage, is it on main level or garden level?
Garden level?
Sometimes you have garage built into a hill so that it, like...
Oh, yes. No, it's area. No.
Yeah.
It's step off of the kitchen directly into the garage there.
All right.
I mean, either is a fine answer. I was just
And the fourth bedroom upstairs will be Raiderly's craft room.
Excellent.
So I have a craft room in the basement, and she has a craft room upstairs.
Oh, beautiful.
I know, right? So
it's perfect.
I know it's we have so much space and storage. Oh, the storage. So like I said, the garage is attached, and you step right from the kitchen right into the garage. Mm-hmm. But if you go up the stairs to the second floor, when mm-hmm. you get to the landing, if you turn left, you go up a short flight to the second floor. Mm-hmm. If you turn right, there's a door. And that door goes into the garage attic.
Oh, yeah, I was going to
So the garage attic is walk into.
Hey.
Oh, that's sexy as fuck.
So tons of storage. I know, right?
You only have to carry everything up half a flight of stairs.
But it doesn't. It's ton of fucking storage.
It's fucking amazing.
Easily accessible storage.
Definitely making a joke.
Yeah. We got the radon mitigation people in today, mm-hmm. so that's taken care of.
That's mitigated.
On Wednesday, we're going to have the people come in to measure the upstairs, because they're going to resurface all of the hardwood up there.
Oh.
Yeah, all hardwood on the third floor, or second floor. They're going to sand and refinish all of that before we move in. Yeah, I'm so excited. I spent a lot of time yesterday changing all the locks out, because whoever put the locks in last time used really shoddy locks.
Oh.
Hmm.
And so, like some of the holes weren't big enough, or were, like, improperly...
Weird.
They weren't centered correctly.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to, like, bore new holes and stuff like that. It became a project.
Oh, well.
But all of the locks are replaced, you know.
Hey, congratulations on completing your first housing project.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, no, with your house, as opposed to a housing project.
No, I'm just... And the thing, like, we were talking to our realtor. When we closed, they were like, you know, because we closed at like noon or 1 o'clock on Friday, and they're like, you know, what are you going to do now? And we were like, we're probably just going to go to the house and install the new locks.
Yeah.
And our realtor was like, you're going to do that yourself? You're not going to have somebody come and do it? And we were like,
why?
Yeah.
Why?
She was like, oh, I usually just have somebody do that for me.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, oh, no. I'm a handy guy. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
While I'm at this, would you like me to turn you a bowl?
Yeah.
At one point, we're going to arrive there, and Salsa's going to be like, okay, I'm going to let you in through the front door, but I need to use one key, and then there's actually a second key that I have to put in, otherwise it doesn't open.
And then you need to...
It has to be upside down.
And then you need to say this phrase into the voice box here.
Speak friend and enter.
Is it Tuesday? Because that's important.
Oh, if it's Tuesday, you have to be standing on one foot.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things that we are going to have to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, there are speaker cables coming out of the wall, in various places, and we're just like, we don't know where these go.
That's an exciting time to find out.
Like, there's a lot of them.
I wonder if you're going to find out that there's a secret room.
I doubt it. But it's just like, I'm not saying like in one spot. I'm saying in like
every room,
five spots. There's a bundle of speaker and TV cables coming out, and we're like, we don't know how this all goes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's even in the I forgot to mention. There's a gazebo in the back.
Ooh.
Gazebo.
I attack the gazebo.
A three-season gazebo.
You get no bonuses.
I have been waiting to use that
That's
joke.
That's fucking amazing.
Since I first heard about this house.
It's a three-season gazebo.
I'm so excited.
And it has...
It's always the three seasons that it isn't now.
It has a light and a fan and also a TV cable coming out. It's just like, okay, where does...
Can you... plug in a heater and use it in the winter
not to the
time.
TV
probably
yeah
we probably just can saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's some good sitting outside.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, oh, yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
Doing some winter reading.
We got the deck in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Lot of gardening area. We have an apple tree and two crabapple trees.
Oh.
Wait, are you telling me you can harvest your own apples? Please don't eat them. And make your own apple stuff to make, like, cider. Like, you can pick to process to ferment.
What I'm saying is I can make hard cider out of apples from my backyard.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that that wasn't a deciding factor in us purchasing this house.
Sure.
But it definitely was part of the equation.
Okay. That was the carry of the one.
Yeah.
Because when Raiderly and I were looking for houses, one of the things we were looking for was a big enough backyard to plant apple trees.
Oh yeah.
So we could have an apple orchard.
Well,
so we could make cider.
Even the better.
Well.
Because we've got a press.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even know that.
Oh,
holy
yeah,
shit.
We have a fruit press. Huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They share it with his in-laws.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we went halvesies on it. So yes, we own a fruit press so we can make cider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
or fruit roll-ups.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I'll take his cider. He can have my fruit roll-ups.
Okay. I mean, okay. We don't have a dehydrator.
Do you want one?
I have an air fryer. I think you can
do
that. That's
the same.
I've got, yeah, it's like an 11-in-1 Ninja. So it does everything. But
well, maybe. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, it's right now it's a blank slate, and I have ideas for how to set up the laboratory. Part of it is going to be, you know, once I get like my desk in the space, what space I have to work with. But yeah, I'm really, really excited to see what the new AON laboratory is going to be.
Fuck yeah.
And also the rest of the house.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, but the lab is the priority.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Absolutely.
And the workshop. Okay. And the workshop. Mm.
But lab first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I did. I bought a new laboratory.
I did nothing.
Thank you.
Nearly as exciting.
I didn't get you jack shit.
I could use a mini fridge.
I'll see what I could do.
Jesus Christ, you guys. I love that this is a joke that our audience does not know. I'm only, like, tertiarily involved with this.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, I was going to ask if you did anything else, but, like, after that, anything else just seems like, eh.
Oh.
Oh, I did my first geocaching.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have the app. I mean, I have not done the upgrade, but I have the app.
Superb.
And I was very happy with my first geocache. Because it's called the Laughing Gnome.
Oh.
And because all the little things have titles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was called the Laughing Gnome. And it was... I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find it, and I'm like, why can't I find this thing that is called the Laughing Gnome? Because you don't know what it looks like. And I didn't do hints or anything like that.
Oh,
I'm just like,
wow.
So I'm looking around, and then I look at the bottom of this tree, and there's a knot hole at the base of it where the roots come out. And I was like, what? And there's these little gnome feet sticking out, and I was like,
oh, nice.
Oh, fuck, yes. So I pulled it out, and I did the little log thing,
yeah.
And I checked it off on my thing. But it also didn't help that I was looking for it after dark. Phone flashlight, looking around and stuff. There was another one that, like, I just couldn't find, and I think it was deeper into a thicket than I wanted to go. Mm. And I was like, you know what? Not tonight. Later, maybe.
Fair enough, yeah.
I'll be by.
Especially,
again.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I see the appeal of this geocaching thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always looking for, like, weird little random things to hunt down and find and whatever. It appeases
there you
the
go.
Huntress in me.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the project manager in you, because you log your successes and then mark them off.
Honestly, I could care less about logging, really. Like, for me, no, like, once I find it, I'm like, haha, oh, now I have homework. Okay. But, like, mm-hmm. no, it's more about the finding it thing. And I was just like, oh, this is cool. Okay, I mm-hmm. get it. Also, I plan on doing more solo camping and or overlanding trips.
Ooh.
So I can geocache
mm-hmm.
while I trip.
Yes.
Take trips. Camp.
Yeah, that,
I'm trying to make it sound like I'm not a stoner, because I'm not a stoner.
No, I know, but also yeah. you were born to festies, so probably just in there.
It's, I mean, yeah,
it's just baked in.
I have hippie in me.
Yeah,
like, not gonna lie. But
yeah, the opportunity to get that exercised, opted not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I've been looking into what I want to do as far as some solo camping trips and stuff like that.
Nice.
I have felt like I have been... I like... I'm not like a super, I'm going to climb this mountain kind of outdoors.
Sure.
I'm not really a backpacker.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I'm in it for the rugged adventure, blah, 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 blah. I just like nature and pretty nature things.
Okay.
And doing some walking and looking around at things and stuff. But yeah. I don't need to go rock climbing. I don't need to hike difficult trails. I have no need to overcome things like that. I already spent a lot of time overcoming my own personal demons, and I feel right. like after that it's just like meh.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But I like nature, and I like the prettiness of it, and I like taking pictures, so I might dabble a little bit more in picture taking, as long as I'm there.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Read a book in a hammock off of a lake. Sounds lovely. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I just, yeah, just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Of course, I came to this actualization right about the time the first snowfall hit.
Yeah.
And I'm not built for winter camping.
No.
I don't even know or if I'm built for late fall
general.
Camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that gives me plenty of time to do more research yep. and figure things out.
The equipment
out.
Will be cheaper over the mm-hmm. winter and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Also, friend Cole. The award-winning Cole.
Oh, yes, the award yes. winner.
Award-winning Cole.
Yes.
Has roped me into a couple of groups for like overlanding and off-roading and things like that. So I'm like,
didn't
well.
Know we had any interest in it.
Oh, bullshit. So anyway,
I think anybody in a 50-mile radius knows that he has an interest in that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like, what? I see you have interest in this. I have some groups.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. Okay. So yeah, I've been looking into things like that. I also went thrift shopping, which I have not done in 2 years because it's been scary out there, and it's
yeah.
still a little scary out
yeah.
there, but like less scary than it was.
Yeah.
But I went, thrifting with a dear friend of mine who has actually worked in secondhand clothes before.
Yeah.
And in fact, the sweater that I'm wearing tonight.
Yeah.
It was recently laundered after a recent purchase. And happens to be exactly the same as another sweater mm-hmm. I own, but in a different
uh-huh.
color.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize it when I bought it.
Delightful.
And then I got it home, and I washed it, and I folded it to put it away, and I was like, wait a minute. Oh. I bought the same sweater.
I mean, it's okay.
Well, then you
I
know
like
you
it.
Like it.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. That.
So yeah, but I had a lovely time doing that, and just always bring a friend thrifting, because they will see things on clothing that you do not see, like a snag or stain, the tiniest of stains off on
yeah.
the corner, or they'll be able to see what it what an item looks like on you from the back. And
fair enough.
And also make sure that your company is delightful, and my company was delightful.
Excellent.
So yeah,
agreed.
That was overall a good time.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else I did. More mom shit. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's about as exciting as my life got.
Played a new video game. Saw
a show.
Oh
fuck! I did have one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I?
Please.
I received an email yesterday.
Cool. From what about you, James? Oh, there was more. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, oh, I was listening to this great story about an email. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that's it. Come on. No, I'm kidding. I received an email yesterday.
Jenna doesn't have any friends. Okay. This is a big moment.
I have people that are willing to tolerate me.
You do know that some places will just send you an email to scam you or advertise. Sorry.
That
sorry.
Prince in Nigeria and I are having a wonderful dialogue, okay?
Look, Jenna has always wanted a Russian bride. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I kind of do want a Russian bride, actually.
Huh.
I want to buy a Russian bride and then be like, hey, you're here. Let's get married.
Let's be friends.
Have a card.
Yeah.
Go out and explore yourself. Here's English. I don't know. Like, whatever.
Here is English. Good.
Well, I mean, in America, you need some English. That's just...
Probably, yeah.
Not going to be like, you Otherwise, should only speak English in America. Yeah. But, like, we're kind of assholes about that.
Oh,
so
definitely are.
You should probably...
Oh, absolutely are, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got an email. Yeah. From Twitch.
Oh.
Offering me the opportunity to join their affiliate program.
Legasp.
This means nothing to Salsa, but...
Yeah, no, it means something to me, and that's... No,
I'm happy for you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... I tried to explain it to Joe, and he had the exact same reaction, and I haven't even tried to explain it to you yet.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, well, that sounds real good. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, once you have enough followers and views and like people watching at the same time, Twitch will be like, hey, do you want to join our affiliate program? And then you say yes. And that means that you can put things into your stream to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Money's good.
People can subscribe to your stream, like a little subscription thing. People can just like... buy things off of your stream. Like my favorite is when somebody pays like 200 bits, which is basically $2, and they can play music as you're streaming.
Oh yeah.
Or the
streamers that we know that play spooky games and mm-hmm. have a button you can press that just scares the shit out of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What it sounds like you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, it mm-hmm. sounds like you're saying that people should buy a Casper mattress and then go to MeUndies.com.
Actually, probably not MeUndies. I think it turns out that they're not the best folks.
But
I get the joke.
Okay.
Good. I didn't get this joke, but that's okay.
But very common podcast sponsors.
Like, every podcast on the planet is sponsored by these companies.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the thing, though. I don't know how ads work.
I don't think you get monetization for the ads themselves. Yeah. But your channel can be monetized internally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically, I can now provide options for people to give me money.
Woo! Yeah. Give Jenna money.
Yes. Not that I'm really in it for the money.
No.
I wanted affiliate status so I could have my own personalized emotes and those sweet, sweet sound bits.
Oh, yeah.
So that people had more options to interact with me while I was on a stream. Kind of a thing. Like, I want the people watching to feel like they can be more of a part of it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm in it for. But I will also take money.
Fair enough. Yeah. You're not wrong.
So, yeah, I'm actually currently getting all of that set up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm setting up separate accounts for the monetization aspect of it because that's going to fuck with my taxes a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be able to keep track of it pretty tightly. Yeah.
Yep. So, as soon as I get all of that set up.
Mm-hmm.
I will then formally accept my affiliate invitation and affiliate.
Nice.
It's exciting.
So, yeah.
That is really cool.
Good on you.
Yeah, I've been actually trying for it for a bit, so.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right, now James.
I saw.
Oh, wait,
and it's time for a break.
That's the joke. All right. No, go ahead, James.
Is it actually a good time for a break?
Say something.
No.
I saw a show on Thursday.
Now it's time for a break.
Yep.
Okay, wait. Did I see a show on Thursday?
You did. You were sitting right next to me.
Oh, I did see a show on Thursday. Fuck.
I didn't see a show on Thursday. Nope.
Nope. I mean, I didn't see you there. You could have seen another show on Thursday.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah. We didn't plan on seeing the show together.
Yeah, no.
We just both happened to enjoy this group.
Yep. So
we went to see it.
I was busy doing the walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
A different showing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Final walkthrough on the new AON Laboratory on Thursday.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Fruit Flies Like a Banana is a show put on by Fourth Wall Productions.
Yeah.
Sounds right. And it's combined music, comedy, dance,
acrobatics,
and
one part history lesson.
Yes,
actually.
Yeah, well, which was fantastic.
Oh yeah,
and all of the members play multiple instruments and are musically amazing, and they all play the instruments while doing a bunch of stuff. It's fucking incredible. It's very nearly indescribable, and it's definitely worth your time. So, if you get the opportunity to see Fourth Wall Productions do anything...
Fruit Flies Like a Banana is the show that we see.
Yes. Absolutely go and see them do absolutely fucking anything that they put on. But especially if you get the opportunity to see Fruit Flies Like a Banana.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's fucking great. Yeah.
So, this is a show, actually, I had wanted to take Joe to it for forever.
Yes.
Because he literally studied music. He went to conservatory, all of that stuff, right?
He knows what a piano is.
Yeah.
Without an old white guy pointing to it.
A piano means soft in music, right?
Actually, though.
Yeah.
But no, because Joe has that background, I was like, I need you to see this. Because not only do you have a background in music, but you have a background in wacky performance.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like this is going to be everything. And I tried to describe it to him, and he's like,
yep.
You want me to see what now? And he was pretty trepidatious.
A fever drug trip? What?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And then finished, and he was like, yeah, that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, my date that evening... they liked it a lot. They liked the show a lot. But they also took the opportunity when the performers were like, oh, we saw someone taking a picture. We just want to let you know that it's actually this next part you're going to want to take pictures of because it's really good. It's fucking amazing. So get your cameras ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they took that opportunity to take a photo and fuck, it was good. Because they said, I don't know how to describe this to other people without it just seeming like a fever dream.
Yep.
Which basically it is, but it's a really good one. So there was that. Saturday I walked through a graveyard, which sounds one particular kind
of way.
Can
I go back just for a second?
Please.
Because I do want to try to explain.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to focus on one thing that they did.
Yeah.
They played Stars and Stripes, a segment of Stars and Stripes. And while they were doing that, one guy was, they did some acrobatics. One guy was the bass, and the other person did the flag, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the acrobatic thing is called, which the fact that they did a flag during Stars and Stripes
fucking
made
tremendous.
Me happy on a meta level I can't even describe.
Uh-huh.
But, so she is the flyer, the light person that is on top of the other one. She's playing the flute while she's getting into and then in, like, the entire time. Getting up there, getting it. She's just playing her flute.
Mm-hmm.
She's just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was the bass was also playing something behind him. Was it the toy piano? I don't remember.
Might have been the toy piano.
I think it was the toy piano. But he was also, while supporting a whole human being consistently... was playing a piano behind his back.
Jesus. Yeah.
And then there was also a guy with a trombone.
Yeah.
That kind of assisted with the flag, but, like, helped get her up there.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
That's how I describe the show. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Holy
fuck.
But yeah,
that specific segment is about as fruit flies like a banana as I can describe.
One of my favorite segments that I've seen them do many times is the skating portion of Charlie Brown Christmas. The song from that by Vince Guaraldi. You'd probably recognize it if you heard it.
Joe's sad right now and he doesn't even know why.
So, it's a beautiful, playful song, and in Charlie Brown Christmas, the kids are skating on a lake. The three performers of Fruit Flies Like a Banana instead get on rolly chairs and then skim the surface of the stage, performing acrobatic, skate-like maneuvers, while also continuing to play their instruments to play the song from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yeah.
Which is just fucking amazing. So, yeah, that's that one is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But good show.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal show. Mm. Phenomenal people.
I also got to hang out with Tom afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for people afterwards because Joe and I were like, we need food. But, like, everybody had fucked off by the time we got to the food point. So.
Yeah, my date and I had a prior engagement at a restaurant somewhere.
But Tom was still down for food, so we hung out with Tom.
Very nice. Mm. Tom is an excellent human.
Tom is wonderful.
Yeah. Walking through the cemetery on Saturday, there is a local cemetery that has buildings from a variety of eras. And they are gorgeous buildings, and they're just open to the public.
Okay.
You can go functionally almost any time of day, but like not any time of night, probably. Mm-hmm. But almost any time of day, and just see the fucking gorgeous architecture. I took a ton of photos. It's ridiculously beautiful. Their chapel is tiled in mosaics, beautiful, elaborate, incredibly well-crafted mosaics, including frescoes of angels and things like that. But it's all out of tiles smaller than my pinky nail. The entire fucking thing is covered in little, minuscule tiles. And it must have taken a lot of people a very long time, or one person their whole life. Good work. It's phenomenal. I believe they also have books about each of the buildings and everything like that. I'll provide a link because the name escapes me. I'm just going through all the pictures and everything in my head. And it was great. I had great company. I had a great walk out there and a fucking fantastic time. And then spent most of the weekend just having kind of a quiet weekend at home being blown up because I was incredibly productive for like 4 fucking days. Just stacks and stacks and stacks of information. So for all of the shit that I got done completely aside from and in addition to my regular day job. So that... it was nice to be forced to do nothing by just needing to do nothing. But then the last thing that I did Sunday, I went to a funeral. And then by some strange universal coincidence, I went to a cemetery the day before, went to a funeral the day after, and then my mom's birthday dinner shortly after. It was a very weird weekend. It was a good weekend. Good. Even the funeral.
Oh, see, now I can't do the thing that I was gonna do.
What? The Linus and Lucy.
We're going to take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. And check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Food.
What the fuck?
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm confused. What was that?
Our normal state of being, really, yeah. With James
I don't
around.
Know. I just...
Well, my name's Jenna, but I'm confused. What? What the fuck was that?
It was... foods.
Bum-ba-dum.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
So anyway...
yeah.
Food
is a thing that we all like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Take it away, James.
I recently followed good advice that Salsa related to me.
Ixnay on the also ud gay advice.
Yeah, no. It was not your advice. It was advice that you had received.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, so, good.
More of a traditional. I am
slightly less confused.
Yeah,
but still confused.
An aphorism of sorts. Yeah, something like that. Traditional wisdom, which was if you don't know what to make, put on onions and garlic.
That's mine.
And then decide. Okay, but salsa was DuckTales. Okay.
God damn, that's my...
Okay.
I'm so angry right now. Salsa, I am very glad that you could be a white man to explain that.
So, Salsa, tell me again about DuckTales.
Woo.
Woo.
So,
see, when a man and a woman both know the same thing, the man knows something.
I'm laugh crying. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Salsa, Jenna is laugh crying.
Oh, thank you for letting me know, James.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So, anyway.
No, when you are doing any kind of Southeastern cooking, Southeastern European cooking, you start with garlic and onion. And mm-hmm. then you decide what you're going to make. That is the thing. That has been the thing for years that I've said.
Okay. That is probably...
I'm going to hold my trophy for a while.
Yeah.
Jenna didn't kill today. So far.
Jenna is really close to losing that trophy for the day.
And it's either calling me or getting ready to be used.
The conventional wisdom that that Jenna passed on to me
via salsa.
I want to tell you that, like, joking aside, that is entirely possible. That is, like, legitimately possible. But yeah, anyway, so Jenna said a smart thing.
Feminism. Patriarchy.
Thank you for citing your sources, Salsa. Anyway, Jenna said something.
I only laugh because I've done it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the 500th episode.
Oh my God, we didn't even know that he couldn't hear you.
I know.
Oh,
I was like, God, he's interrupting me slightly more than normal, but all right.
It's only like 10 minutes later.
It was 10 minutes. It was exactly 10 minutes.
Yep. So there's that. So that was a thing which occurred. And
hey, food.
Yeah. I didn't know what to make for food.
Right.
We had made raffles for breakfast, but there were more people than we were used to.
Okay.
Because Bryn and I are used to just making raffles for the two of us.
Right.
And... we each had a guest, and raffles go real fucking quick when there are four people in just one tube.
I'm aware.
Yeah. So, rather than making a second tube of raffles, which would have been fine.
Right.
It was starting to get later into the day. It was like 10:30, something like that. So I thought, you know, I'll go make some eggs and some bacon. And I looked for the bacon, and I realized that we didn't have any down from the freezer. So I just started some onions and garlic. And Jenna, you may know this. The conventional wisdom is that if you don't know what to... I believe you may even have been the one who told me. I don't remember right now. But
a wise man once said...
Holy fuck!
God damn it!
All right. Got to stretch after that one. All right.
I'm laughing so I don't kill.
Salsa, we're going to make eye contact and we're going to slowly back out of the room. Me first.
Fuck you.
All right. So that happened.
So you started with some garlic and onions.
Yeah. And then
we're never finishing this segment. This is just our lives.
And then I realized that I had procured a bunch of fresh green groceries and things. So ended up inventing a dish. Or at least, you know what? Honestly, I'm going to tell you about this dish, and Jenna's going to be like, "I told you that recipe."
Yep.
God, I hope so. I'm tempted to do it. Regardless,
cubed up some,
I will stay
some
honest.
Brussels sprouts.
Nope, wasn't me.
Threw in a couple of other vegetables, and then I also put in queso.
Okay.
And
that definitely wasn't me.
And truffle hot sauce, and
nope, not me.
Put in what was the last thing? Oh, cotto. Salami, like thick chunks of of cotto salami, and just like simmered that, and then made a kind of a sauce out of the hot sauce and syrup.
Okay.
And poured that over and
like a maple syrup.
And stirred that over. Yeah.
That did everything you wanted it to.
That ended up, and I looked up at the clock as I was like halfway done. I was like, "Yeah, I should, you know, throw in the eggs and everything like that." And then looked up and I was like, "That's like 11. Fuck it, we're making lunch." So that became lunch.
Yeah,
sounds excellent.
And I was really proud. 10 out of 10. Would make again.
Nice. Did you write things down as you went?
This podcast is how I'm recording it.
Oh. So you didn't, like, write down measurements or anything?
No.
Okay.
It's not baking, Jenna. It's not an exact...
Don't bake me. No.
Science.
Okay.
It's also not baking, Jenna.
Yeah.
No, she's descended from hippies, so she's already a little baked.
That's accurate.
As many important historians have noted.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's my secret hippie shame, is I just don't pot.
Yeah.
It's like, they'll never truly accept me as one of their own.
No.
Mm.
You don't smell like the nest.
No. No, the reason why I asked that is that a couple years back I went to Convergence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I do is I set up my triple crockpot buffet in whatever hotel room that I'm staying in with things to eat throughout the course of the weekend.
Sure.
Right? And one of the things that I did was an apple whiskey chicken.
Oh,
like pulled.
I remember. Kinda, you
just tear it apart and it was delicious. It was incredible. I have no idea how I did that.
Oh.
And like, I remembered at the time, Joe was like, "I need this recipe." I'm like, "Here's what I remember."
Yeah.
We have not been able to replicate it since. We have tried.
Oh, no.
We have tried everything I can think of that I may have put into it. And it just It's gone. It existed in that moment, and it will never again.
Always be chasing that dragon.
Yeah. We do have a recipe for something that is very good, that is based on that.
Yeah.
But it is not the same.
Yeah. It never can be.
It was real good, though.
Yeah?
Fucking.
I believe I remember.
Yeah. Well, it was damn tasty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've taken to, even if I'm like, oh, I'll remember what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Not so much.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes more and more relevant to me as I'm like, yeah, no, you keep forgetting things, Jenna. Write things down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to remember. Write it down.
One of the things that helps me very recently is that somebody that I'm seeing has some food things that it's that she's trying to overcome.
Okay.
And so we send each other pictures of our meals and then describe what it is that we've made.
Okay.
So I'll usually say like, oh, yeah, I started with this and threw this in and everything like that. And now that I am back into watching what I eat through an app, it's extraordinarily helpful because then I just go back through my conversations with her and I'm like, this and this and this. But it's also helping me be really conscientious about what it is that I'm eating, because I feel shitty if there are no vegetables in the photo that I sent.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
No, I mean, over the weekend, Joe made goulash.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically an American goulash. For those that don't know, there are two different types of goulash. There's American and there's Hungarian, and they're very different beasts.
Significantly.
Mm.
So when I told Joe that I made goulash, he had a very different idea of what it was that I was making. He was like, isn't that with like lamb or something? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Make lamb goulash.
Like, but I you know, changed the recipe a bit. I start with onions and garlic.
I heard of that. That's
yeah, James just told us about that.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it.
Wow.
Yep, that one's never going away. So, but then after that, I will brown the meat with the onions and garlic. Like, yeah. Then I deglaze with a bit of red wine.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to one pot it, you put in your sauce or your sauce ingredients. And then I use egg noodles, as opposed to like elbow noodles, which is the general Americanized way.
Yeah.
Egg noodles are way better. They help thicken it and keep everything way more solid.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend, if you change nothing else about American goulash, switch to egg noodles. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. It'll make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
But when the first time I made it for him, I made it with like hot Hungarian and smoked and sweet paprikas. And, you know, salt. And I think I had,
my mouth is watering
right
now.
Yeah. Like pepper. And I think I had a little bit of thyme in there just because I really like thyme with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was spicy. And Joe was very surprised that there was spice in this. And I'm like, yeah, hot Hungarian is spicy. And like, but you said paprika. And I'm like, yeah, hot Hungarian is a type of paprika. And he was like, I only know about paprika and smoked paprika. And I was like,
Oh, honey,
we have a world.
We have
a world of paprika to show you. My maiden name is Zoller.
Well,
which is
that.
So very Southeastern European, I can't even. I'm like,
but also he knows like barbecue. He should know about spice.
He knows about a lot of different spices.
Just not
but
that one.
Paprika is not highly prevalent in American cooking overall.
Huh.
Unless it's to
and monkeys' top. Brains. See, no where popular like, in Cantonese
in,
cuisine.
In our house, like cumin and paprika go in virtually everything.
Right.
Nice.
But yeah, he just he did not know that there were more than two types of paprika. Wow. Because it's when all you the need stuff to take that you're doing is you based to, on, you know, Southern American cuisine,
yeah.
there's not a lot of paprika in that.
You need to take him on a date to Penzi's.
Mm. Oh, shit. Oh,
his birthday's coming up.
Mm.
He doesn't like birthday things, but I think he would
I think yeah. I think yeah. a date to Penzi's
yeah.
would be a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those that aren't local, Penzi's is a spice store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure he's been, but we can
but still,
at least
yeah.
go together.
They sell great bumper stickers that say, love people.
Yes.
Make them tasty
When
food.
I think of paprika, I think of bumper sticker. Or when I think of Penzi's, obviously I think of paprika.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, what about you, Salsa? What fun and unique and exciting dishes have you made starting with onions and garlic?
Well,
I've heard that's the way to go.
Sloppy Joe's, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, yeah.
And I didn't make them. My children did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Saturday we were talking, our kids, you know, complaining as kids do about having to do everything.
Right.
And, you know, we're saying, well, you know, this meal that you're eating right now, we cooked, and we cook you three meals a day, you know, and that's work. And they were like, well, we're going to cook for you and see how it, you know, and we're like, okay.
We're like, great, you're giving us the gift of cleaning the kitchen.
Well, no, but they followed through. The next day they were like, we want to cook dinner.
Nice.
And so we decided Sloppy Joe's. Yeah. But they needed a recipe, so I wrote down the recipe and, nice. You know, gave it to my daughter, who's reading now, and off they went. And very quickly went off script.
Oh, my.
Because I was like, the first instruction was brown the meat and then add these spices. And they next thing I know, they're coming in, like, asking me about spices. And I was just like, why are you adding spices now? You missed the part where you're supposed to turn the stove on now. And they just had meat
in
the pan and it wasn't turned on yet. I was like, okay. But she got off... She got confused.
Sure.
And put in a full teaspoon of cayenne.
Oh, my.
Oh, sweetie.
Ooh.
Those were some... Those Sloppy Joes had a kick. It wasn't like a melt your mouth off.
No.
Sloppy Joe.
Did it clear your sinuses pretty good?
Honestly, no. But okay. you'd put it in your mouth and you'd chew on it and you'd be like, oh, this is pretty good. It's starting to get warm. It's warmer. Like, it was a very slow burn, and it never sure. got painful or anything like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it was right. definitely Noticeable. There.
Yeah.
It was definitely there, huh. but it was a slow burn. but yeah, no, they ended up making a very, very tasty Sloppy Joe, and we were very proud of them. After I then stood in the kitchen making sure that they didn't make any more mistakes.
And you said that it's cayenne. Cayenne.
Yes.
Okay.
Not can.
No, it is not K-N jelly. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, it was... It had a kick. It was very good. It was
that actually good. Sounds pretty amazing.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic, but, mm-hmm. but yeah, there are...
Well, how did the kids feel about their own cooking?
They were very proud.
Good.
No, it turned out very good, and... no, they were pleased as pup to be able to do that. And,
nice.
I was happy to let them do that and
yeah.
explore the cooking and being able to do that themselves, you know.
Sure. That's a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good skills for them to have. And we did talk to, you know, because Lilith was feeling a bit down about dumping in a whole teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And we talked to her about, you know, this is part of learning is becoming familiar with different ingredients. So in the future, if you're reading a recipe and it does say something like a teaspoon of cayenne, you can go, hold up.
Yeah. We'll add a little
bit. Is this really? You know?
We'll add a little and try it out.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Or, you know, put in 2 cups of butter. Like,
I mean...
Do
they really? I mean, like, okay, we're making pound cake? Okay. But having the necessary, you know, culinary vocabulary,
sure,
to be able to see things like that and go, this doesn't feel right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And that made her feel better because she was feeling pretty down about, I remember, you know, making that mistake. But
the first thing that I ever cooked, because my sister had made a beautiful loaf stuffed with like spinach artichoke filling, mm-hmm, which was amazing.
Yeah, I love spinach
artichoke. And like roasted chicken, mm-hmm, and she was 10,
mm-hmm,
and just good at everything. I made eggs for my dad, made scrambled eggs, which was unintentional, and then spiced the absolute shit out of them, because as a kid, you're thinking more
is better.
Is gonna be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also how kids apply makeup and paint and absolutely anything else.
I mean, that's
else.
Still how I go about it. Yeah. So, yeah,
yeah. So there was that. That's an amazing experience, though.
But it did have onion and garlic, and it also had, like I said, paprika and cumin in it as well, because that's how we roll in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growing up, we had three spices in our house.
And Old Bay was one of them. And black pepper was one of them.
Yes.
All right.
We had salt, pepper, and garlic powder.
Okay.
Oh. Huh? That's better than what I
was
expecting.
That was it.
I mean, not best, but...
Yeah. That was... That's what we cooked with.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, I'm sure, is going to listen to this, maybe. He can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was garlic powder, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was what we had for spices. Mm-hmm. Growing up, we joke that my brother learned how to cook out of survival.
It's a real thing.
Because I had to do a lot of the cooking, and I had no instruction.
Yeah.
And was just, I made some pancakes that were burnt on the outside and liquid on the inside. I made.
Yep.
I learned how to make hot dogs pretty quick and ramen pretty quick. But, like, when you're talking about other, like, actual
food, you know,
it's just like, well,
anything more than subsistence.
Right.
Yeah.
Learned how to scramble some eggs. That one's not too tricky, so yay me. But like, yeah. I'm trying to think of the first thing. I just remember those pancakes. Oh my God. I had no idea. Well, if it's hot, it'll cook quicker.
If it's any comfort to you, I once made macaroni and cheese accidentally a soup.
I've done that. I don't think there's any kid out there that hasn't done that.
Yeah.
I was 20.
Oh. I was 12.
I was just real
tired. Actually, I was probably closer
to
10.
I was making dinner for someone, the person that I brought with me on Thursday.
Okay.
I was just fucking exhausted. I was making dinner for the two of us. Forgot to drain the fucking noodles.
Oh, God.
And so, just, like, blindly stirred in the cheese packet. Last cheese packet. And then brought it to the table. And I was like, that's...
Doesn't
wrong.
Look right.
That's wrong. And, it's probably not gonna taste good. Or like food. It will texture like food. And to their credit, they tried it and they were like, you're correct. It is distinctly not good. Yeah, so we threw that away.
Good.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have all done it. Some of us at younger ages, but we've all done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think of something I fucked up as an adult. I know that I have. I just, you know, repress those things a lot because I need to keep up the pretense of being
I mean, perfect. I've definitely sure. fucked things up as an adult, but it was usually, like, when I'm trying to make something complicated, like a souffle right. or a, you know.
I still haven't attempted a souffle, like, and I'm probably not
happening in my life.
Probably not gonna. I don't think anybody needs me to make a souffle worse than I need to not fuck up a dozen souffles in a row before getting one that works.
I just don't have the desire.
I made some pretty good chocolate souffles.
Oh, I believe I will eat a souffle. I shouldn't, but I will.
Quiche.
Quiche are really easy.
Yeah.
I've also made some pretty runny quiches too.
It's
custards are so touchy.
You got to strike a kind of a difficult balance with some foods, especially egg foods. Because eggs just continue to cook themselves probably more than any other food that I've made, except, I guess, steak. Like, a thick steak will continue to cook itself pretty firmly. But
The thing with eggs, and this applies to whether you're making a custard or whether you're just making scrambled eggs, is making eggs is easy. Making good eggs can be surprisingly difficult.
Yeah.
I need to tell you guys a very sweet thing that Joe learned how to do for me. Over medium eggs.
Mm.
Because those are my favorite eggs. I like it where it's not super... I definitely need to have the whites cooked.
Yep.
I don't want it super runny, but I like that little...
Squishy.
Kind of gelatinous
gooey
stuff.
Gooey,
yeah. And then a little runny is fine, but like...
Mm-hmm.
And nobody makes over medium eggs. And Joe learned that that was my favorite and figured out how to make them consistently.
My dad,
but not again, always. But sometimes they get fucked up.
But again, eggs. But. Just like he was saying, the difference between runny yolk and hard yolk is a matter of 30 seconds.
Yeah, and getting gelatinous in between.
That's really hard to just nail.
You gotta pull it off of the cooking surface, off of the heat.
When it's still runny.
Before it's done.
Exactly. And get it, because letting it coast into its final stage and knowing when that's going to be,
that's the trick.
That can be really tough. And all egg dishes, whether you're making a quiche or whatever, that can be tough sometimes.
If I'm rushed in the morning, I'll make bullseyes because those are easy.
Yeah.
I just eat a pumpkin spice Twinkie in the morning.
Well, there's that.
It's going great for my diet. So anyway.
I discovered the easy mode for making those. Go ahead.
I was actually going to say, Joe and I were watching Cooking with Babish.
Oh, sure.
Which is wonderful and delightful. I adore him. And he did an episode that was kind of more of a behind-the-scenes, very special edition.
Oh, yeah?
With Babish. Where he talked about how he had done this horrible deed. One of his first videos was on making Scotch eggs. And in that first video, he cut open the egg and split it to show everybody. And it was this perfect egg. Except that it wasn't. They actually re-soft boiled some eggs to put in there to show everybody. And he's like, "And I'm sad. I am ashamed. This is the most un-American thing. Nope, this is the most American thing I've ever done." But he's just...
You lied to an audience.
Yeah. So then he went through fucking 45 minutes of trying to make Scotch eggs. He's like, "I'm going to make this up to you. You deserve a true showing of how to make Scotch eggs." And the entire process is him consistently fucking up the eggs.
That's so encouraging.
Consistently fucking up the eggs.
So
and I was
encouraging.
Like, and he kept saying things like, and I'm like, "I didn't know you could get more attractives."
That man is already...
You're admitting your mistakes?
That man is already relentlessly handsome.
I know.
And incredibly skilled.
His voice. Oh, yeah. I'm a voice person. I love sounds, like the sounds of people's voices. Oh.
So, years ago...
I'm drilling because of the man and the food.
Years ago...
As the Earth's crust cooled...
We were having...
the continent... Oh, go ahead.
We had Christmas... at my brother's house, and we had the whole family there. And my family's pretty big, but it was a surprise for many of us that my parents were there, because we weren't expecting them to be there.
Sure.
We thought it was just going to be a couple of brothers and sisters there. And then it turned out to be like the whole goddamn family.
Okay.
And it was super fun. It was a fantastic, you know, Christmas. But like, my son was like 2 at the time, and he was like, he cried all night, and like Raiderly and I were just exhausted and stuff like that. It was hard.
Right.
But I had decided to bring my deep fryer.
Hey.
Because we were gonna, I can't remember what we were gonna make. We were gonna make something in the deep fryer.
Huh.
I vaguely remember this story.
And then we're like, while we're bringing the deep fryer, how about we make scotch eggs?
Yeah.
And so, like, it was either the day before Christmas or the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for morning, we made scotch eggs for the whole family. And it was the best. It was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Like, nice. My whole family were like, we need to make more of these more often.
Right.
Now I want to make scotch eggs on a bed of mashed potatoes just smothered in gravy.
I'm just going to go to Merlin's.
Dane special.
Yeah. I miss the Dane special so much.
Yeah. With a horseradish.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's that.
Anyway, what I'm saying is I should make scotch eggs again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, for me.
Okay.
Right. I love... And people... Well, two things. People keep sending me the meme that's like, a scientist holds a scotch egg in his hand, it begins to hatch, a tiny Scotsman comes out, and the Jurassic Park theme plays on bagpipes, which is fucking amazing.
Pause for a second.
Yeah.
I need to check.
Yeah.
Did I send you this meme?
I believe you were one of several people.
Jenna sent it to me.
And that's how you saw it. Sent it to me. Yeah, that's what it was. All right.
All right.
So I know that Kyle was another one.
Right.
Yeah.
This and then is a very James
thing. Anna Levine, I believe, yes. Probably at one or both of the Zestera brothers or siblings. Mm-hmm. I guess there are, now with the in-laws, several.
Siblings.
Yeah. So, of the siblings, I've received it from at least one of them.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it's a fucking amazing meme. But then, the other thing is, I told my dad that someone was trying to get in touch with him.
Oh, fuck.
And he was like, who? What's the person's name? And I was like, somebody on Facebook was looking for you and recognized my last name, Scott something. And he was like, I don't think I know a Scott. And I was like, his last name's Chegg. And my dad's like, it sounds kind of familiar. Where do I? And I was like, he sent me a message. He said he knows you from some of the Minnesota Scottish things that you guys would see each other out there. And he's like, okay, all right. Do you have a picture? And I was like, I do. And sent him a picture of a scotch egg.
He's here because of you.
This is all... No, this
you
is your
agreed
fault.
To it.
I agreed you to it because I didn't know what I was getting into. It was your idea.
You knew him better at
I
that
I knew him better, but it was your idea.
You were the one... You had worked with him in two separate
places. We are not going to fight in front of the children, but we will talk about this later.
I'm the children.
What's sad is that I've heard you tell that one before, and I had no way of stopping it.
I love it.
I just had
I could have backhanded him. I would have stopped him.
I had to relive it again.
Dear listener.
Have you ever told someone that Scott Chegg was trying
singular,
to get in touch with
them? One singular listener who is still left. Dear listener.
Tell us about your food experiences, your greatest triumphs, and your deepest defeats.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, we're going to go take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Mm-hmm. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... our very own Jenna.
Yay, Jenna.
Woo.
Say we're professionals or something. That was weird.
Nope. Do it again. We fucked it up.
I have to baseline it every so often so that the fuck-ups are more pronounced.
Oh, that's
fine. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. So, somebody else gets to James got the box last time, Salsa. Do you want the box?
Oh, don't give this to me. Okay. I got this.
All right. Question number one. I'm waiting Ding. For you to fuck up on accident as opposed to on purpose. Question. Okay. I'm going to just take that because otherwise we'll be here all fucking night. Electric or plumbing?
Which box do you prefer to poop in?
I hate radiators. Give me central air.
Oh. Mm. That's pretty smart. I don't mind the baseboard heaters, but they do kind of fuck up putting furniture around the room.
Exactly. It makes arranging furniture so much more limited.
And then you've always got one side of the room that's too hot and one side that's too cold.
I just don't like radiators. Like I don't
Goldilocks.
Like, I don't like the center. Way it makes it harder to arrange the furniture. I don't like their aesthetic. I just I don't like the sound that they make when they go out.
I love the aesthetic. Surprisingly, no one.
I hate my baseboard heaters in my apartment because they make noises.
Yeah.
And that's where the mice came through that one time.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And so I'm just like, I like heat. Okay, fine.
Not a fan. When we were house hunting, we would look at a house with radiators, and I'd be like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Nope.
Having a furnace is good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
But, I guess electric.
It's electric.
Boogie.
Wait, okay, so you said...
Kotatsu.
Electric.
Yeah.
I'm going to go plumbing. Okay. Question number two.
I, for one, am surprised.
Same. Kitchen or living room?
Which sink do you like to eat over?
What?
The look on Salsa's face is amazing.
That is pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie. Yep.
When you've got people over, the kitchen is a superior gathering place.
Oh, well, All right. I kind of dig that, yeah.
All right.
I'll go kitchen. During a party, I am far more likely to be in the kitchen, not even for gathering reasons, but just because I don't want to be in the middle of all that shit. Like, weirdly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am going to go living room. Question number three. Carpet or paint?
I would rather install carpet than paint.
Removing someone's shitty paint over like wood features... or pulling up carpet that's over hardwood. I would much rather pull up carpet.
Yeah.
Also, though, like, I was living with a friend who had bought a super old house, and the everything had been painted over, right?
Oh, God.
Shitty carpet, painted over. And it was the gorgeous, like, turn-of-the-century floor.
Oh, yeah.
With the mumpies and the everything else. And as we're using industrial strength stripper,
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
Well, I know. Next up, cinnamon.
Yeah. We could see the different eras of paint.
Yeah.
That had happened over those boards, all the way down to the hardest part to remove. The tar paint.
Mm.
Oh,
that sticky.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Gruesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We did it though. Fucking got it done. But that was a couple months out of my life. I'm never getting back.
Isn't that the kind of thing that they make? They basically have a new element that's just thousands upon thousands of layers of car paint. And it's like Fordite or Detroitite or something.
Are you just naming cities now?
No, yeah, the more you say it is not going to help.
No, when they decommissioned old car factories, they discovered that the walls were layered inches thick in extraordinarily thin coats of paint.
Okay.
From painting the car parts.
Sure.
And when they chipped that stuff off, it was gorgeous.
Okay.
And rock fucking hard because it contains clear coat. So it's basically an acrylic, but it contains car paint in beautiful, razor-thin layers.
Hmm.
And it's absolutely phenomenal looking. Yeah. Nice. I think it's Fordite.
All right. Cool. All right. So what are you guys going? Carpet or paint?
Carpet.
Carpet.
I'm going paint. Question number 4.
Oh.
See?
More aggressive. Looks. Ding, ding.
Okay. Wood or iron?
Wood.
Railings.
Wood.
Wood. Do you want wood railings or do you want iron railings? I like the idea of wrought iron. In practice, I don't like it. It's not comfortable, especially in a sub-zero climate.
I like wrought iron, but wrought iron has to be framed or mounted to wood. Whereas wood can exist on its own.
Huh. I saw a beautiful house where all of the exterior fences around the porch were made out of stacked pavers. Instead of being wood or iron.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, like, weirdly delicate and gorgeous.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Well, all right, then.
A thing.
Yeah.
Wood. I'll go with wood.
I'm going iron.
Wood.
question number 5. Attic or basement?
Basement.
That's a tough choice. The basement is usually cooler.
Yeah.
Given the choice to have my bedroom in the attic or to have it in the basement, I might choose the attic.
Oh.
Like a beautiful attic room with some dormer windows.
Yeah.
The eaves and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Cozy as fuck.
If bedroom is the context, attic all the fucking way.
Yeah.
I like having light in my room in the morning.
Yeah.
I have a hard time waking up without it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
I did love my basement room with Charles, best friend, former landlord, but I would have to say there's like a certain mystery and beauty to attic rooms.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
My childhood room was an attic room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a basement room.
I'm going basement on this one.
Oh.
So, what did we all say?
Basement.
I said attic.
You said attic. Okay. Are you ready for the context?
I am. My body is ready. All and right. So is my spirit.
Give me a moment to copy and my paste soul. This into a second email.
Okay.
Shit.
All right. Fucking guess I'm doing this then. Like, it's the exact same thing.
Talk
copy
and and young.
Oh wait, I need to send this to Salsa.
Because it's not official until you send it to a man.
Right. Oh. You just described my job.
When she walks his line.
Oh, I'm going to give James shit for that for a long time.
I mean, we gave you shit for the 500th episode for a long
time. Oh, I deserve it. I deserve it. Just doesn't seem. And James deserves this.
Okay. How can he tell her he loves her?
All right. Oh. I have opened my second email. Woohoo!
Ooh. See, this is how it's fucking done, Mav.
Question number one, electric or plumbing?
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Which house maintenance chore would you prefer to do?
Plumbing.
Electric.
Yeah, plumbing.
Plumbing, hands down.
Because, you know, I've electrocuted myself a couple of times, and that's survivable.
Also explains some things.
Yeah, I feel like it does.
Right. Cleaning up after plumbing is a bitch and a half.
That.
I'm not going to lie.
It is absolutely a problem, but when I do a plumbing project and I go, is it done? I can go, yep, it's done.
Exactly, yeah.
Whereas with electric, I can go, yep, it's done, and then come back 3 weeks later and have a house fire.
Oh.
Right.
Shit.
You know?
Oh. Yeah, electric is a little scary to me.
I mean, I've been really lucky. My dad does contracting up to code and stuff like that, and I got to watch and help and all of that stuff. So I tend to be pretty on the ball with that kind of stuff. However, plumbing, like you said, the results of the damage from missing a weld with plumbing, it's pretty severe.
But also immediate. Like, if something is wrong, you can tell pretty much right away.
Yeah.
I've done electric work. I've done plenty of electric work. And it terrifies me.
Oh.
I've done electric work in this house. And I, for all I know, it's just quietly smoking right now.
Jesus. I guess.
I think there's some very, very simple electric stuff that I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If there's already wires and I'm just reattaching a new lighting fixture, that I'm okay with, because we played with the little circuit boards in second grade.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's the same concept. That doesn't change.
Sure. Yep.
And you can pretty much tell right away whether you got it or not. But if it's inside the walls, I can't see it. I can't see if it's sparking. I can't see if things are going off. I can't.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't like it. Makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I guess I just have a lot of experience with the wiring stuff.
Mm.
Again, I have experience with it.
Sure.
I'd still rather do plumbing.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Question number two, kitchen or living room? Where would you prefer to have more space?
Kitchen.
Almost always the kitchen.
See, I'm not much of a kitchen person.
My
ideal is an acceptably sized kitchen, but with the counter. As opposed to a wall that, like, just peeks in it, like the open concept kind of a thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I don't need...
Huh.
I don't need a big space for kitchen.
Oh, I do.
I need enough space to store... Like, honestly, tiny kitchen that I have right now is only slightly too small for me.
Yeah?
I wish it was a little bit more open.
It's real little.
It is so tiny.
I need enough space to roll out dough.
Yeah.
And things like that. Yeah. I need to be able to roll out dough for
I need to be able to prep stuff and set it down, not on top of other things.
Yeah.
And that means counter space. And it means clean counter space, which means that it needs storage space, which means that it needs just, like, there's
just so
much.
I'm trying to do better at not having too much stuff overall. And
also
not
good.
Like having boxes of pasta 5 years old kind of a thing, right? Like,
yeah.
And then trying to get better about only getting
what
I
should really
I
clean
need.
Out the dry goods cupboard. It's bad.
No, if I'm making like homemade cinnamon rolls or something like that, I need enough counter space to roll out my dough and
use
expand.
Space. Yeah. Yeah.
And we also socialize in the kitchen a lot.
Yeah.
There's that.
But I personally prefer to have a bigger living room.
Sure.
I like being able to do my yoga. Like being able to, on other exercise-y things that I do, yeah. I like having the space to, have a lot of people.
I basically just need enough space for like a couch and a kotatsu.
All right, anyway, question number three. carpet or paint,
ooh.
Which do you replace first?
Carpet. Replace or remove?
Replace. Replacing with hardwood I would take, but
then
like,
carpet.
Yeah, yeah. They both have to go or change in some way. Yeah. Update. Maybe update okay. is a better word.
Carpet.
Yeah. Which do you deal with
I
first?
I fucking hate painting. I rarely loves it, which is why we work well together.
Yeah, I
hate
painting. I've done even as a renter when they were like, "Yeah, if you paint it all, you're gonna have to return it to the condition that it was in." I'll fucking do it. Oh. I'm gonna paint this room wine red.
No.
Yeah, I prefer to paint first.
Oh,
but that's because gravity.
Right, exactly.
I'm not as worried about the floor if I already know I have to remove the carpet.
I got really good with drop cloths and taping and stuff.
I've already got a drop cloth. It's that carpet that I'm going to replace after I'm done painting.
That does make it a little easier.
Right, yeah. Don't even need to put it down. It's right there and ready to go. All right. Question number four, wood or iron? Which style fence do you prefer?
Oh, yeah.
Wood.
Yeah, I'm and like a real specific type too. Yeah,
I love wrought iron fences.
There
is something
beautiful.
So very Victorian Gothic about it that I'm just like,
oh sure. Yes. I like the mid-century super tall wood slat fencing that isn't picket fencing.
Sure.
That people put around their gardens and things like that, where the gates have like a little archway or pergola over it. Mm-hmm. That's gorgeous. I'm about it. I like the privacy of a backyard fence like that. Yeah.
All right. And then question number five, attic or basement, where do you prefer to store the dead bodies?
Police are going to check the basement.
Yeah, no, I made attic is the correct answer. Cause
it really is.
The smell comes up from the basement. In the attic, you can vent out to the outside.
If you have a murder cellar, I think that's where you store it in the basement.
Yeah, but
if you don't have a murder cellar in the basement.
As long as you have a properly vented attic, then that's really the better place to put it.
Murder disc house.
Yeah, I mean, ventilation is important. But
it is. It is.
If you have a place cold enough in the basement, go for it. Especially, it also kind of depends on how long you're storing the dead bodies.
I mean, ideally, you're never storing them. But also, if you have like a chest freezer or something like that, honestly, that's the first place they're going to look.
Yeah.
That's the first place I would look. If you have a spooky, half-finished murder basement, gonna check there.
Yep.
If you have a dirt floor, I'm gonna run a metal detector over it. That's just a given. But if I, like, even if you're like, hey, do you want to check the attic? And you pull down the stairs and everything, and if there's, like, a cobweb up there, I'm gonna be like, no. No. I don't. You've got boxes up there. I'm not.
All right. All right. You've sold me on the attic.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I absolutely go in the attic. All right. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com.
I did.
The first one should include the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices and then give us some context. Does anybody have a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to my friend Kim, who I got to do shopping with, and it was delightful and lovely. It was so good to just catch up with her.
Excellent.
So.
I'm going to give a shout out to my mom. Mom, happy 72nd birthday.
To your mam.
To my mam.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the funeral, I got up to say a few words about the deceased, and my mom, again, yelling stuff from the audience, during a funeral, she's hilarious.
I mean, if you can't be funny at a funeral, when can you be funny?
Right.
She puts the Earl in funeral. So there's that.
Right. I'm going to give my shout out to all of the crew at both Burnett Title and for all of the closing work and stuff like that they did for us, and also to Lisa Krasno, who was our realtor, who got mm-hmm. us an amazing house and you should absolutely use for all your realty needs, because she was not the kind of realtor to blow smoke up our ass and say, yes, you should absolutely take this house for a commission for me. She walked into pretty much every single house we walked into and went, you don't want this house.
Huh.
And then proceeded to tell us why we didn't want that house. And pulled no punches.
That's a fantastic ever. Experience.
Like, and she has done realty for us and for my sister-in-law and for many of our friends, and all of them have beautiful houses and are very happy and love her mm-hmm. and the work that she does.
Excellent.
So nice. Yes, big shout outs to everybody that was involved in this whole process of getting a new laboratory.
Yeah. Yay, new lab.
Yay.
All right, does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
You go first.
Oh, this Friday. Friday, I believe the 19th.
We've only been doing this for a few years.
This was your idea.
You agreed to it.
I usually defer to you.
And you had more experience working with him.
That's because if I say no to you, then you get all feminist on me and say it's his moon.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to stand back at a safety. Oh. James, Jenna, do you want me to hold your trophy?
Yeah, because I'm not going to need that today.
Oh, shit.
Fine. I hate you.
So, this Friday will be Vilification Tennis Interruptus, and I am excited to do a five-person battle royale.
Ooh.
With cheese. That's how the Interruptus shows work. It's just a super quick thing. For those of you who do not live in Minnesota and can't make it out to the Bryant Lake Bowl, this is a great chance to see Vilification Tennis.
Have some online vil, yo.
Yeah.
I'm still doing streaming. Like I said, about to accept that sweet, sweet affiliate deal. So, if you want, you can follow me, Auntie Isla. And yeah, you follow me and you'll get a notification eventually. Apparently, sometimes they pop up anywhere between 5 minutes after I start a stream or 4 fucking hours after I started a stream.
I guess probably just to be safe, they could join the Discord.
They could join the Discord, yeah. That's a really good idea. We also have a Discord. And you can join that. And I do tell the Discord when it is that I am about to be streaming. Uh-huh. So, join our Discord. There's also some lovely conversations happening there. Speaking of food, Tom posted
Spam Musubi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those look good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We continue the conversations in the Discord, so please consider joining the Discord server.
I am not streaming on Twitch yet, and now you know why.
It's also had a few things come up.
A few things.
Just a few.
Anything else? Anybody? I have nothing.
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye-bye.
All right. In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Jenna for sending in the Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James, and especially Jenna, whose podcast this is.
Yeah.
Eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you. And normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
Pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh,